Hi, Marty.
Hi, Fred. Good to be here.
Good to have you here. We start off with a very interesting story, something I didn't realize, the condition of area dams, and there are apparently quite a few of them.
They say in the story here that written by Mike Cook, there's about 100 or even more dams of various sizes and ages throughout the county, one of the highest concentrations in the state, and including a number of dams in the city of Las Cruces. And many of these are very old, are in poor maintenance, and there are a number of entities in the region that are trying to coordinate a whole rescue system of updating these dams, because a lot of them really were to protect agriculture, but with now development and everything, some subdivisions in this area are at risk of flooding.
Wow.
And these dams are not all of them are equipped to adequately protect them.
I'll look forward to reading that. Very interesting. Also, food trucks for now are staying on the Mesilla Plaza. Some restaurants didn't like this, but the Mesilla Council decided to keep them.
Buddy Ritter, who is owner of the Double Eagle in Mesilla, wrote a letter to the Bulletin. It wasn't really for the public or for a letter to the editor, but he just wanted to let us know what he was going to read to the town council in Mesilla. He opposes the food trucks, thinking it's unfair competition. They don't have to pay mortgage. They don't have to pay, you know, all the expenses that brick-and-mortar restaurants have to around the plaza. He's joined by La Posta owner Tom and Jareen Hutchinson. And so, but the town council, at the end of the day, at their last meeting, decided to leave the food trucks in the plaza, including the main one, the Food Truck Fiesta.
Okay. Also, very important information for folks. You have all the information on early voting that starts on May 8th.
It does, and that's also the deadline to register. So we've got kind of the game plan here, as it were, for voters. We've got early voting at the clerk's office, county clerk. We have early voting at alternate voting sites and where they are. We have information on absentee voting and then primary election day, which is Tuesday, June 5th. And all 40, count them, locations throughout the county where you can vote on election day.
And you have until May 8th to register with a party if you want to vote in the primary, and election day is June 5th. All right. Finally, an artist profile. This looks really interesting. I want to go out and see her work. This is an art form I have not heard of before.
Yes, and it's called hectography. Hectography. It is, and we do have a box in this story that explains in detail how she does it. But it's a multi-step process that includes photography and technology and monoprinting, gelatin monoprinting.
Wow.
And it really creates these one-of-a-kind visuals that from a distance you might think are paintings, but they're not.
Oh.
And there's just multi-layers to her process. It's fascinating. Nida Zucker, she is the director of the Mesilla Valley Fine Arts Gallery, and she's one of the two May artists featured this month.
And that arts gallery is where now?
2470A Collier de Guadalupe in Mesilla.
Get out and
Mesilla.
See it.
Yeah.
Marty Racine from The Bulletin. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.